This is Dave Holman with Shrink Wrap, brief reminders on mental health issues to improve your day. Perfectionism. There is a term we all know, and it doesn't seem to really need to be defined because it seems to be so well understood. Needless to say, it's when we try to be perfect and when we fall on our faces trying. The truth is, nobody can be perfect, and there are two reasons why. First, nobody knows what perfection is. Dictionaries can only define it in terms of what it isn't. Quote, it is any action, thought, or feeling which is without flaw. Unquote. Well, what is a flaw? Can you define that? A flaw, then, is the opposite of perfection. So as you can see, it goes around and around and gets nowhere. Yet being perfect is hammered into us from almost every aspect of our culture. And the sources are seemingly unlimited. We are rewarded for doing what's right and punished for doing what's wrong. And so here we go. In a child's mind, the idea of being perfect for our parents begins to form. We have to do things right, without mistakes and/or uncertainties. We must make perfect grades or we'll be shunned and labeled as inferior. We must please the law by walking the straight and narrow. Perfectionism tolerates no compromise. Yet life is nothing but a series of compromises, at best. Which leads us to the second reason. Because we don't know what perfection is, we can't possibly be perfect. It ain't in our DNA. Yet perfectionism, that constant futile drive to be without flaws, is a perpetual motion machine that spins and spins and remains exactly where it is. The result often is depression, anxiety, self-recrimination, feelings of guilt, and hopelessness. So what do we do about it? Well, once again, we fall back on mindfulness and the dynamics of addiction. Yes, we can actually get addicted to the idea of being perfect, but the best approach is to simply think about it. Why do you feel the need to be perfect? Why are you so afraid of so-called imperfection? Are you afraid of a vengeful God? Rejection from others, from society? Actually, perfectionism needs serious one-on-one counseling because these fears and compulsions usually run quite deep. It has been, is, and will likely be for some time a part of our culture. This is Dave Holman for Shrink Wrap right here on KPIP Fayette 94.7, and thanks for listening.